In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 18th of December. Good as always to have you here, everybody. After a solid 6 weeks or so of discussion, the debate over the tax bill this week enters the "it's basically a done deal, now what are you going to do about it" phase. That goes for people in this economy trying to find loopholes and workarounds for the new Internal Revenue Code. And it's likely a lot of states are going to be doing the same thing next year, trying to protect residents who are facing some new state and local tax realities. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Once the tax bill is law, you won't be able to deduct as much of your state and local taxes as before, which is unpleasant if you pay a lot of state and local taxes. David Miller does. He's a lawyer with Proskauer in New York City.
I would consider moving. Staying in New York City has gotten much more expensive since this agreement has been reached on the federal tax bill.
This is a fear states have, says Miller, who specializes in tax law. People who pay a lot of taxes might get up and go. Some economists say in reality, a stampede is very unlikely, but states have plenty more reasons to worry.
There is a concern that their ability to fund public services will go down.
Meg Wehe is with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. State and local taxes seem a lot higher now that you can't deduct them. Taxpayers might be a lot less tolerant of them now, let alone be okay with tax increases in the future.
There are multiple ways that states can get around it.
Darian Chansky is professor of law at UC Davis. States with higher taxes, he says, are going to look for ways to get you your deduction one way or another. One loophole they could use, there are still certain types of taxes you can deduct.
The deduction for giving to charity is still maintained.
Wouldn't it be nice if states could magically turn state and local taxes into a charitable contribution to state and local government? The way it would work is people would donate to the state, and in return, the state would lower the actual income tax. The state gets its money, you get your deduction. There are several loopholes like this, all focusing on converting non-deductible taxes into some other tax that can be deducted.
That's the game.
Ultimately, it's a game with the federal government over tax revenue. And if states play this way, the game could very well be a tie. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.